It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. We're a little more than 4 months out to the Iowa caucuses. The pressure is on, and we're seeing real movement. Some of the months of organizing that candidates have been doing in the state is reflected in what's seen as the gold standard of Iowa polling. This poll came out on Saturday. And with me this morning is my co-host of the IPR podcast, Caucusland, Kate Payne. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this new poll out Saturday evening from pollster Jan Selzer, sponsored by the Des Moines Register, CNN, and Mediacom, shows Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts leading in this state for the first time. Kate, you've looked it over. What's it say?
Yeah, so Elizabeth Warren is leading 22% to Joe Biden's 20%, and she's followed by Senator Bernie Sanders, then South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, then Senator Kamala Harris, and then everybody else in the field. And beyond that leading number, there are some other signs in this poll that Warren is really growing her support in multiple ways. So there have been four of these Ann Selzer Iowa polls so far this cycle, and Warren is the only candidate whose favorability ratings have gone up each time, while her unfavorability ratings are going down. None of the other candidates have done that. And with the other candidates, as people have learned about them, their unfavorables have actually gone up. And additionally, 71% of likely Democratic caucus-goers are considering Warren in some way, and that's more than anyone else in the field.
Early on, it's about name ID. And former Vice President Joe Biden was vice president for 8 years. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders, who has regularly been towards the top as well, ran for president 4 years ago and almost beat Hillary Clinton in the caucuses. I mean, this seems like people who weren't engaged from the get-go are starting to pay attention here.
Yeah, it does seem that way, that people are keying into the race and that some of the organizing that candidates have been doing for months is really starting to pay off for some of them. And we saw that at this week's Polk County Steak Fry, where there were 17 candidates speaking back to back to more than 12,000 highly engaged Democrats on Saturday. And for me, one of the moments that really encapsulated some of these other trends that we're seeing in the race was a moment between Warren and Sanders. And so Warren had a big response at the event. She had lots of organizers working the crowds, trying to sign folks up. And she had a standing ovation as she took the stage. And folks knew her speech, and they were cheering along.
We can do all of that with a 2-cent wealth tax. Plus, we can cancel student loan debt for 95% of the folks. We can do that for 2 cents.
And so you can hear them there chanting 2 cents, and they cheer her off the stage. And then Sanders is up right after Warren. But meanwhile, hundreds of people are leaving the crowd to go stand in line to take selfies with Senator Warren while Sanders is still speaking. And so Warren and her supporters, they're chanting, and they're literally turning heads in this larger crowd as people's attention is being directed away from Sanders to Warren in real time. And that's something that we're seeing in the larger race at the macrocosm level. And Clay, you were there too. What stood out to you?
Two candidates stuck out for me. One, Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. There were a lot of people there in these bright yellow t-shirts there, professionally printed signs, including gigantic Pete Buttigieg heads that they were holding. And Buttigieg got some big responses from the crowd, and many people left when he was done. Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman, also had a big day, came in with a fiery speech, seemed to resonate with people, and he's been refocusing his message in the wake of these deadly mass shootings in his home state of Texas, including in El Paso, where he's from. At the recent debate in Houston, he came out very strong on a message of mandatory buybacks for assault-style weapons, and he doubled down on that message.
The people of El Paso, Texas, are the ones who gave me voice to say, hell yes, we're going to buy back every AR-15 and AK-47 in this country to get those off the streets and out of our homes so that no one ever has to fear that again.
And the crowd started chanting hell yes after that. But going back to this poll, Kate, we regularly talk about on Caucusland that polls are just a snapshot in time and things are pretty fluid.
Yeah. And of course, this is just one poll. It's considered the gold standard, but it's one poll. And that fluidity is still showing up in these polling results, too. 63% of likely Democratic voters say they're not fully set on their first choice and they can still be persuaded.
All right, Kate Payne, she and I host the IPR podcast Caucusland. Thanks.
Thanks.